Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. The human gastrointestinal tract is populated with literally trillions of microorganisms that help to digest food, serve as a barrier system to protect the body from foreign invaders, assist in assimilation of nutrients, and are an integral part of the immune system. There are more than 10,000 different species of microbes, and the number of microorganisms that live in and on the body outnumber the human cells by 10 to 1. The interesting thing about this is that diet has a profound effect on the composition of this population, and according to a new study, and several others, in fact, an almost immediate effect. Now, only 11 people were included in this study, but the results were pretty interesting nonetheless. They were instructed to eat normally for 4 days, to keep a journal of food intake, and submit fecal samples to researchers. Then they were instructed to eat only the food that was provided by the researchers for 4 days, and then they were observed for a few days after that. Now, here's where it's getting interesting. When fed a plant-based diet with low protein and fat and higher fiber intake, there were very few changes in the microbial population. But when the subjects were fed an animal foods-based diet, there were major changes in the microbial population. And these changes included an increase in anaerobic bacteria, which has been shown to cause colitis in mice. The researchers reported that the bacteria thrived on increased fat, and some of the bacteria changed their gene expression in response to this increased animal food consumption. So in other words, an animal-based diet increases the population of pathogenic bacteria almost immediately when you start eating it, while a plant-based diet doesn't do that. Based on all of the functions, and I just described a few in the beginning of this message, but all of the functions attributed to the gut bacteria, this shows just one more mechanism as to how an animal-based diet causes so many degenerative diseases and why it is better to eat a plant-based diet. The other thing is that it shows that our body responds very, very quickly to changes in diet. So if you're listening to this message and you still haven't jumped off the cliff and decided to adopt a plant-based diet, if you start doing that today, you're going to notice your body is going to notice, even if you don't experience a change in your symptoms, your body will begin to change almost instantly in response to the changes in your diet. So, eat more plants and eat less animal food, and your beneficial bacteria in your GI tract will thank you for it. That's all for now, and have a great day.